The Central Limit Theorem, Stats in Action. Welcome back to Stats in Action, the podcast where we break down big statistical concepts into bite-sized insights. Today, we're tackling one of the most powerful ideas in probability and statistics, the Central Limit Theorem, or CLT for short. So, why does the Central Limit Theorem matter? Imagine you're running an experiment and collecting data, maybe measuring the heights of students on campus, or the time it takes for people to respond to an email. If you take multiple samples from a population and calculate their averages, what do you think would happen if you plotted those averages on a histogram? Here's where the CLT kicks in. It states that no matter the original shape of the population distribution, whether it's skewed, uniform, or something else, if you take a sufficiently large number of random samples and calculate their means, those sample means will tend to follow a normal distribution. That's right, the classic bell curve. And there's more. First, the mean of the sampling distribution will be approximately equal to the mean of the population. Second, the spread of this distribution, called the standard error, depends on the sample size. The larger the sample, the smaller the spread, meaning better estimates. Third, this normality holds even if the original population is far from normal, as long as the sample size is sufficiently large. Typically, n greater than or equal to 30 is a good rule of thumb. Why is this a big deal? Well, the CLT is what makes statistical inference possible. It allows us to use sample data to make predictions about entire populations with confidence. Whether we're estimating election results, testing medical treatments, or setting quality control standards, the CLT is working behind the scenes. So next time you hear about averages in the news, remember, thanks to the Central Limit Theorem, those numbers probably follow a normal distribution, making them powerful tools for decision-making. That's all for today on Stats in Action. Stay curious, keep questioning, and never stop exploring the numbers around you. Until next time.